Remember that astonishing prison break in Afghanistan last month? 500 Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners escaped from a jail in Kandahar after fellow fighters managed to dig a tunnel into the prison. Not a good day for the U.S.-backed Afghan government. Well, now the Taliban appear to have published their own account of how they pulled it off, and it claims the tunnel initially veered off course, reaching a nearby village instead. A correction was made, and the escape went on as planned. We can't verify this version of events, but Alex Strick van Linschoten can tell us about it. He's a researcher at King's College in London who specializes in the Taliban, and he translated the group's published account of the escape. How does the Taliban describe this escape, Alex? As a meticulous, brilliant operation that went according to plan, or just simply luck?
Well, even in their description, they begin off by saying that the original idea for making a tunnel underneath the road and into the prison was in fact a kind of fantastical idea come up by one friend of theirs, and at the beginning everyone dismissed it and kind of laughed at it and treated it as a joke. So even in the original conception, this prison escape was seen as something kind of impossible, in part because there had already been two prison escapes from this exact same prison. So I guess they thought that there was no way that the foreigners or the Afghans in charge of security for the prison would be so stupid or would allow this to happen.
Well, we kind of know the broad strokes of the story. There's a group of people on the outside of the prison who are busily digging in. And what does the article say? I mean, you translated it. And what's the tone of it? Kind of triumphant?
The article is extremely detailed, including going down to the width and the height of the various tunnels and describing exactly how many meters it went before they had to go back, how exactly the ventilation system for the tunnel worked, how initially they reached a certain depth and then they thought to themselves, well, you know, I wonder what happens when a very heavy tank or something drives over this tunnel and when the tunnel collapsed. So then they tried out, they put a lorry on top of it and then they saw that it still held. Then they went a couple of meters deeper just to make sure. So, I mean, the article describes an operation which isn't, you know, this isn't the great masterminds putting together this dastardly plan. You know, it was seen as something which wouldn't necessarily work, but they kind of tried and they went along, and I imagine there was a certain amount of surprise that it passed unnoticed for so many months.
We should reiterate again that all of this is kind of happening from people on the outside of the prison trying to reach their allies inside the prison. It still sounds pretty sophisticated. You mentioned that they were digging and then realized they had to go back. That was when they kind of tunneled off course. What did they do then?
Well, they realized that they hit a pipe, a kind of irrigation pipe of a nearby field system, I think. And then they realized they needed to get a better sense of exactly where they were going and calculate it more precisely. So, as they say in the article, we downloaded maps off the internet. And I guess it was either
a map of the prison.
I guess it was either they went onto Google Maps and used that because the maps for that area are quite precise. But again, the article doesn't explain what they mean when they say they downloaded it.
One other thing that's quite interesting in the article is the description of how the inmates inside the prison helped the tunnelers outside the prison.
Yeah, I mean, there's this question of, you know, when they wanted to start tunneling upwards and into the rooms of the exact prisoners that they wanted to extract, first they had to essentially push a metal pole up, and then, you know, from inside the prison, the prisoners would be able to say whether this was in fact the right place. And the first time the metal pole went up in the wrong room from the one that they wanted to push it into, and on the night they escaped, in fact, they'd located where they wanted to come out, but they hadn't sufficiently cleared the area.
And meanwhile, some of the inmates are reciting the Quran in order to keep secret the tunnelers are actually breaching the floor.
Yeah. I mean,
that's amazing. Incredibly, the article also estimates the cost of the whole mission. What's the estimated price tag of a daring prison break these days?
I think the figure that they put on it is $20,000.
Is that accurate?
Well, I mean, who knows? But I mean, the whole article in general, it has the ring of truth to it, the fact that they include this kind of side tunnel. And I'd heard separately from sources in Kandahar that there was, in fact, a secondary tunnel. So that seems to sound right to me. And the fact in general that, you know, it was kind of a seat of the pants operation, you know, it was quite cheap. And in fact, this whole idea that, you know, while digging the tunnel, they then sold this dirt off in the market and made a profit from it. This seems to ring true to me.
Alex Strick van Linschoten studies the Taliban at King's College in London. He recently translated an article by the Taliban describing how they built the tunnel for that surprising prison break last month in Kandahar. Alex, very good to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you very much.